Limerick hurlers, Dublin footballers, another homecoming. Go on, so the Republic of Ireland squad will have their homecoming tomorrow on O'Connell Street in Dublin. They've arrived back to Dublin Airport this lunchtime from their World Cup campaign in Australia. It was Ireland's first time at a Soccer World Cup in over 20 years and a first for Irish women. At the tournament within the last hour, Brazil have been knocked out. We'll hear more on that in our sports news later in the programme. Justin Tracy is at Dublin Airport where family and fans have gathered. He's been speaking to some of them this lunchtime.
Well, we heard it this morning that they were coming in and we just said, sure, look it, we'll go and see them because they just played outstanding and the kids have been watching the games and trying to replicate the skills that they're seeing on the pitch. Haven't you, Ryan?
Did you enjoy the World Cup?
It was really good and they played incredible. I think they'll be back for the next Women's World Cup.
What brought you out to the airport this morning?
To support the girls and for Katie McCabe.
Is Katie your favourite player?
Yeah.
What did you make of the whole World Cup?
I thought it was brilliant. I just thought it was so inspiring as well.
And would you like to go on and one day represent Ireland?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Just to see all the players and welcome them home.
And what did you think of the World Cup?
It was brilliant. Like, they played so well.
I'm just proud of them as well because they did qualify and, like, we made history.
Have you a favourite player?
Probably Courtney Brosnan because I'm a keeper as well, so she's my inspiration as well.
That's people at Dublin Airport this morning with our reporter Justin Tracy, who's with us now at the airport. Justin, were there many there?
Yeah, modest enough crowd, I suppose, with the homecoming, Gavin, tomorrow evening. I suppose lots of people will be aiming to go along to that. But what the team and the squad did get was a very warm reception. I suppose it's indicative and reflective of just how they're thought of by the wider public, you know, their first World Cup and just how much of an inspiration they are to young girls and young boys, as you heard in those clips there. On from that, I suppose the big story that has emerged, though, with the squad's arrival home and even before they departed Australia was the contract extension for Vera Powell and yes. How much that seems to has stalled now.
Yes, I mean, the World Cup continues for the next 2 weeks. The team will have their homecoming tomorrow. But as you said, there are a lot of question marks over what happened in Australia and what's going to happen next.
Yeah, the FAI, Gavin, are talking about doing an internal review before they make a decision on Vera Powell's future. She's looking for a 2-year contract extension, which would take her to the qualification campaign for the Euros in Switzerland in 2 years' time. But there is going to be a lot of canvassing and I suppose a lot of poring over the performances, the selections, and I suppose Vera Powell's wider issues, what has come with the manager in the past year and all of those off-field distractions. So it'll be very interesting. The FAI have a very, very big decision to take between now and the end of her contract at the end of the month. She's pushing, obviously, for that contract extension. Where it goes at the moment, I suppose it very, very, very much firmly rests with the FAI. That was the line been taken by anyone who came through here this morning. Katie McCabe and Vera Powell, neither of them stopping. Niamh Fahey, who did stop to talk to the media, very much the stock answer of, that's a decision for the association.
Justin, thank you. That's our sports reporter, Justin Tracy. More sport with Siobhan shortly.